when you finish a song that you're proud of, you know, it's like your baby, you know.
We were young all our lives, and we lived every day. When we danced, my sweet Margaret, every head turned.
Mike Jurgensen may say songwriting is tough, but it's what he loves. He's had music in his veins all his life. In his early days in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, he was influenced by neighbor James Taylor, even playing for a short while in a band called The Countdowns with Taylor's brother. Taylor's influence is evident in Jurgensen's songwriting.
Night dreams ride on moonbeams. Stars are falling in your eyes.
Night Dreams was kind of one of those mood songs where I came up with a progression on the guitar and then a melody that was kind of, I don't know how to describe it, even kind of like a bossa nova kind of beat or something. I don't even know how to describe it.
What's it about?
It's about a failed relationship, essentially. You know, I mean, a lot of the best songs are about failed relationships, let's face it.
'Cause by morning's light, I know you'll be gone. It's so hard.
Now the father of two lives in Newport Richey and plays the Coffee House in Florida Folk Festival circuit. He's been a finalist in the South Florida Folk Festival and is a two-time winner at the Will McLean Folk Festival. His winning song this year is entitled Florida Blessings.
People often take for granted all the blessings they've been handed. If they just slow down, they just might feel them.
I like to write songs that bring the music in and the writing of songs into, you know, the appreciation of Florida. And maybe in my own way, that's kind of trying to, you know, encourage people to keep the songs and the stories and all that going for posterity.
We are blessed with flowing waters. Save them for our sons and daughters. Rivers, lakes, and oceans, they surround us. From Everglades to Okeechobee, Suwannee to Caloosahatchee.
Jurgensen also took first place in the Will McLean Best New Florida Song Contest just a few years ago with a song called Music Drifts Along This River. He says the lyrics describe how connected all musicians are in spirit and geography.
My fondest memory of Florida from when I started writing these songs was the festivals and the music that we play at the festivals and the friends that we make and the, you know, the jams around the campfires at night and everything. So I wrote that song as kind of a tribute to the festivals and the friends and so on, and tied it in with Florida and its geography by talking about the Suwannee River and how it connects Live Oak, which is where the Suwannee Spring Fest is held, and a number of other festivals that are kind of more contemporary, and the White Springs, which is where the Florida Folk Festival is held. So I kind of tied in the connection of the two, the old and the new, with the Suwannee River and the music drifting along the river, and that was my first stab at it, and it was about the music of Florida.
Drawn along on moonlight silver strings, and we'll sing these songs together.
Jurgensen is doing solo performances these days, but for about 10 years he performed with a popular new folk group called Myriad. Their CD called New Strings featured a wide variety of tracks, including a cappella songs. On your Myriad CD, the New Strings, there's a song in there that you all do a cappella that is just an incredible song.
The Gray Funnel Line?
The Gray Funnel Line.
Yeah, that song features Allie and Karen doing vocals, and then Glenn and me doing vocals as well.
Well, talk about that song for just a minute.
It's kind of got an Irish ballad flavor to it, so it's a very pure beautiful lyrically and melodically, very beautiful song.
It's one more day on the Rayfall line.
Newport Richie singer-songwriter and winner of the 2004 Will McLean Best New Florida Song Contest, Mike Jurgensen. You can hear him perform this weekend at the Will McLean Folk Festival at the Saratoga Youth Ranch near Dade City. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.